Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Irregular Bitches, the sweary, yes, sweary people podcast for women in midlife who can't remember why they walked into the kitchen, but that's okay because they can't really remember the 90s either. Really can't. I'm Sarah Kaywood, former 90s TV presenter, you may not remember, and now crafting, blogging, TV announcing and network marketing with various degrees of success. And my esteemed poddy partner is Louise Mitchell, formerly a marketing executive and now a hypnotherapist.
And a mother of two teenagers,
and
can
a mother
I just
of two
say.
Teenagers. Yeah, we're all mums here. A lot of mums here. How are you, lovely?
I'm good, thank you. I'm a bit hot, having made my way right up to the top in our poddy lounge, so got a little bit of a sweat on. But other than that, I'm all right, thanks.
What you've been doing since last I saw you?
I've been doing my hypnotherapy, as I do, just quietly get on with that. My friends have forgotten I do it. When I say I'm going to be working, they're literally like, oh. I say I have hypnotherapy clients all the time. I'm just
You've got a she shed.
I have got
you?
A she shed, but I do have to share it with my teenage boy who likes playing the drums, electric guitar and playing on the Xbox. So
lovely.
We obviously can't have a crossover when that's...
And what else? I'm definitely digging because I know that you did something else that I did as well this week.
Oh my God, I've forgotten. Oh, don't do that to me. Put me on the spot. Oh my God, my brain's gone. Yeah, no, I might have had a little bit of Botox.
Yeah, we both had the old tox of bow.
Yeah, a little bit of Botox. Try and get rid of my grumpy frown lines.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. Do you know?
I've got to go filler. It's that bad.
Well, my filler, I've got a bit of filler in the old lips. Do I look like that Lauren off of Towie yet?
Not yet.
Or what's her name? Kylie Jenner? That's the one. Do I look like Kylie Jenner? I only had half.
Yes, you do.
Thanks. She's about 19. I will do once my Botox is settled.
Once it's kicked in.
Anyway, my ethos for the Tox of Bow is that it's self-care, because I know my husband hates me having it done, but I look in the mirror... And although I can't frown at myself, I feel so much better for it.
Yeah.
I like the not frowning. And also, it's actually cheaper than a course of facials.
It is. It's one hit.
Think on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, I'm a fan. My boyfriend doesn't know I have it done, so we have to hope he doesn't listen to this
Bloody
episode.
He does now. He will. Of course he will.
He is going to wonder why I'm not looking quite so grumpy. I'm sure he will notice that. He'll notice that. Because I do have a resting bitch face, Sarah. I don't know if you've noticed.
No, you don't. Do behave.
Cheer up, love.
No, she's all right.
Perfectly happy, thanks.
She definitely doesn't. What else has been happening in our world? I'm having the old building work.
Yes.
Of joy. Except it's not. It's absolutely... Honestly, it's put me on the pills.
I like your Instagram live, though, when you're jiggling along.
No, with the drilling.
That really made me laugh.
I underestimated how stressful this very first world problem would be. I've actually gone on the pills more for the menopause symptoms, which we'll come to later. Concentration at an all-time low. Meno moment, hormonal horror story coming up later. You wait till you hear them. Lou, honestly.
Yeah, not great this week.
Yeah. I mean, who even am I? And where is my head at? Where's your... Who's
head
that by?
At, where's your head at? I don't know.
Someone from the 90s. That's why we can't remember. See? She refers
back.
Our guest will know about that. She'll know about the referring back because she's a comedy genius. Our guest today is a former 90s telly bird. Now, you may remember her and Abby Eastwood attempting to get strangers in the streets do the most ridiculous things in Woodja Coodja. I really wanted that job. I was so annoyed when Abby and Jane got it. Now she's a mum, voiceover artist, and also keeping us all thoroughly entertained via the interweb with various vines that keep going viral. All the V's. It's Jane Sharp.
Hi. Oh my goodness, ladies. Woo. Thank you for having me. Thank you for getting me out of the house. This is like Christmas and birthdays
We've
and everything
you.
All rolled into one.
I know she's in our posh podcast lounge.
Yep.
It's so
Guys,
exciting.
Can we just lock this door and then never leave?
That's a great plan.
Yeah. As long as somebody's got Deliveroo.
No children.
Have you got Deliveroo on your phone?
No, I'm sure we can manage something.
Yeah. In the corner of my eye, that sound machine over there was a vending machine. I'm like, it's fine, we've got snacks.
Turns out, no.
You know what I noticed on my train in today, all masked up? There's no snacks in any of the vending machines. No. Are they, like, you know, do they carry a viral load or something?
Well, I don't think they're checking tickets either. All the trolleys aren't going down or anything. We are on our own. I know.
Oh,
crazy.
God. Yeah. Well, Jane, thank you for making the effort to come in.
Honestly.
We appreciate it.
My pleasure. So good to be with you.
I know. You are brilliant. I can remember, honestly, what I said in that intro is true. I remember when you and Abby, because obviously your producer, Jamie.
Yes.
Was one of my producers as well, old 90s telly birds. He used to do all the makings of all the Pixar films and what have you, I used to do with him. And then I thought, so because I knew him, I thought I'd be a shoo-in for Woulda Coulda, and then these two got it.
Well, do you know? No, what? Count your blessings.
Because I liked that show. Oh.
Tell us more.
Both Abby and I were just like, well, that was the death of everything, wasn't it?
I thought it was really funny.
Because do you remember all the things, the big things I did after it? No. There was a long old trickle of little things and then nothing.
The girly show was a bit like that for me, though, Jane. I was lucky that I got back into things when I did. But do you know, after I did the girly show, so I did the girly show in 1996.
I loved that show.
But it was universally panned by the press. And Sarah and I used to get proper name called, they're called the sluts and all sorts. It was
different
horrible.
Time as well. Could you imagine, and I've said this to Abby before as well, like, could you imagine those shows, though, being around when social media was around? Oh. Like, I'm so grateful, in a way, that we went through that. I mean, kind of, some people could blink and miss it. You know, but if you do something that people find shameful or whatever, that people don't approve of, everyone hears about it.
Yeah.
We'd have been cancelled. Well, we kind of were cancelled.
But also, have you not seen that meme that often does the rounds? It says, the 90s. Many memories, no photos. And it's so true.
Yep.
I know. Hallelujah, God.
Although
but
there seems to be quite a few photos of all those little top knots going around.
I had those. I had those one girly show, like my Björk knots.
That's it.
Yes.
Oh, well done. You do remember something.
God, it hurt your head, though.
Yes, it did.
And also, I probably went out and got absolutely leathered after that girly show and slept in them.
My goodness. Do you know what
really hurt?
We'd be doing shows. That was the other thing as well. So you kind of took what you could what you could get.
Yeah.
I remember working. I was doing a show called Honeypot or something, Love Rats or whatever it was.
Yeah.
We were filming in a nightclub. And we were filming till 4 a.m. And then straight after that show, I was filming Cruel School or Cruel Summer. Did you do Cruel Summer?
I did Cruel Summer. And then I think I couldn't do... I did two series of that. Did you take over then?
And then they called it Cruel School.
Right.
So both jobs...
That was for Trouble, wasn't it?
So back to back. Back to back. And the thing was, so you're working school hours and you're working nightclub hours. And one was at one part of the country and one was at the other.
Oh, my goodness.
And yeah, I had to film till 4. Oh, here's a story for you. So this is really before mobile phones or anything. So you have to remember this. So early 20s, whatever age. Mm. Finished filming at 4 o'clock, top of the country. Can't remember where. Again, it was the 90s. And they had to hire a taxi for me that would take me all the way down so I could sleep in the taxi, arrive on set at 7 o'clock at this school, 7 a.m., to start filming. Mm. Anyway, the cab driver got lost on the way down. I'm asleep in the back. And she'd said to me, could we just ask somebody where we need to go? We weren't far from the place, but I've no idea where in the country we were.
This is making me feel a bit sick.
I get out of the taxi to ask this lady for the directions and close the door. And then, bear in mind, I've had no sleep. The taxi drives off. I have nothing, no money, no purse, no phone.
So they thought that she thought she dropped you off?
She thought that because I'd been quiet the whole time in the taxi. Oh. She thought that I'd just opened the door and shut it and laid back down. I didn't know where in the country
car.
I was. And she just drove then to the school, gets to the school, and they're like, where's Jane? She looks in the back of the taxi and I'm not there. And she's like, how have I lost her? She has
goosebumps.
No idea.
You're making my anxiety peak over here.
What
and
did you
I
do?
Remember,
no mobile phones, literally.
I remember, and because it's so early, no one around. And I went up to this lady crying my eyes out, trying to explain. I didn't even know the name of the school I needed to be at. I was like, I need to be...
Well, this was the thing. You got in a car and you just waited till it took you where you needed to be. We were so... talent was so ill-informed, Lou, back then. Mm. You just, you know, we were like little puppets, you know. Yeah, you shoved us in the back of an Addy Lee and left us to it.
Yeah, that was a frightening moment, though. And in fact, someone came and picked me up. It was just... awful. Like, but yeah, I felt sorry for the woman who was driving me because she looks back and she's like, oh my God, where is
she? Can you imagine?
Can you imagine that?
So Jane, you're a little bit younger than Lou and I, but you're, how old, is it rude to ask you how old you are?
God, no, 43. Hey, here's the thing about age as well now.
Mm.
I'm loving it and I'm embracing it because there was a time when we all would like, oh God, I don't want my age on my Wikipedia. I don't want anything like that.
Mm.
So I used to date Chris Evans.
Yeah.
He was, and we're still very good friends. And I remember him saying to me at the time, people should be adding on to their age. I remember this was a really good piece of advice. You should add on to your age.
Oh, he's a very wise old owl, though, isn't he?
So that people will say to you, add a few years on, and people go, wow, you look great.
Yeah.
If you knock years off, people are a bit like, oh,
dear.
Yeah.
You've had a dodgy paper round, haven't you? So now I'm just like,
too many.
I love it. I'm 43 and I'm really proud. I don't feel 43. I don't
look
feel
amazing,
like
I
look
say.
It.
Yeah.
But I feel like as a generation, we're all, say, the Botox, the fillers. I'm very much for do whatever makes you feel.
Exactly.
There we
go. Exactly. I don't 100%. Do it for anybody else but me.
Nope.
I don't do it for Andy would have me not do it. I do it because it makes me feel nicer, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So where are you at with your hormones then? So you're probably not quite... I mean, you are an irregular bitch, clearly.
Yeah.
But clearly fits in beautifully.
Well, the thing is as well, I'm still at this point because I've got a four-year-old and I'm still blaming baby brain.
Yeah.
But I've got a teenager and I've been blaming it since her anyway. So my head is always screwed. My hormones are constantly
Have
all
they
over
always
the place.
Been, Jane?
Yeah.
So it's always been something that you're juggling.
Yeah, 100%.
I found that. I think women generally are a slave to their hormones their entire life. This is our big bugbear, really, isn't it?
But definitely us. That's what's brought us sitting on these sofas and clearly you too, Jane.
I'm definitely way more chilled now. Like,
yeah,
I was horrific. Like, I don't ever speak to any of my exes from the 90s or early
90s. Oh, yeah, but do you cringe when you think about how high maintenance you were?
Yeah.
Me
or
too.
The crazy things I've done, the mental things that I've done. And I just think, this is the only advice I can kind of pass on to my daughter, is just don't be crazy like that. Don't do what I did. Just chill. And, you know, eventually everything will sort itself out and you will care less as you get older.
Oh, yes.
And isn't that lovely that you care less?
I know.
Definitely.
Youth is just wasted on the young, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
It annoys me so much. I mean, my little girl, she's only six, and she, like, sometimes she'll get a crush on a bigger girl, and then all she wants to do is see that bigger girl. And recently, when we were in lockdown, our neighbour, Amelia, is absolutely lovely. She's eight or nine, and she'd had to go home through the fence or whatever. The fence gets lifted. I think she was going out somewhere, and Autumn literally climbed on the compost bin, looking over our fence, and screaming, Amelia! And I was
crushing.
Stop being so desperate, woman. I won't take it from a girl who knows.
It's only going to get worse.
It's not attractive. I've got to knot that one into before the boys come along. Oh, I'm really worried.
Irregular bitches.
One of the reasons that we wanted you in, Jane, is because you are hilarious.
Thank you for that.
Facebook videos are hilarious. And I think it's just really important to be, especially in midlife, like women in their midlife have a bit of a reputation for being grumpy old women.
Yeah.
And we're not.
No.
But that's probably because we're watching you.
So social media for me, I love and I equally hate. And I can easily get myself really wound up. I can look at certain, you know, my mood is judged for the day from what I see on Facebook, Twitter, anything first thing in the morning.
Mm.
So I've had to sort of guide myself away from that. And that's why I started to make funny videos, or hopefully funny videos.
They are, they're really.
They are.
Yeah.
I noticed, I mean, the thing is, I guess, it's that whole kind of law of attraction. You get back what you put out, I hope.
Yeah.
And I feel that if I get angry, I put angry things on Twitter or whatever.
Totally.
You get anger back and then I'm just an awful pissed off bitch all day.
Yeah. Mm.
If I put, like I say, hopefully amusing things out there, the amount of people, oh my God, who come back and go, I really needed that today. You've no idea
how
much that made me smile. This, and it's like, oh, that feels nicer than that feeling over there. So I'm going to stick with this. And at that point, I remember just thinking, because it's easy for anyone, and I understand anybody getting into the whole political arguments and stuff like that right now because, God, it's just all very suffocating, isn't it? But I find a lot more joy going in this direction, and hopefully it might bring out the same in other people.
Mm-hmm. And that fits in beautifully with what we're doing here, because historically, talking about the menopause, we don't even like the word, do we?
Oh,
it's
God.
It's viewed very negatively, it's about complaining and being miserable.
Fannies, yeah.
And all of those things.
Not my
happen.
Words, I may use words they were later.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like that. No. You know, and okay, yeah, there are some shit bits, but there are also some quite funny bits. And we make each other laugh, don't we? So we decided that we would have chats with other people who were also finding it really quite funny.
Yeah.
And you're not at the same stage as we are, but obviously we all
Well,
have
you will be, Jay,
hormones.
And I really want you to I really want you to vine the fuck out of it.
Please do.
How old are you two guys?
I just turned 48.
Oh, wow. Like a baby. Both of you. How old are you?
So I was 50 in lockdown.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. You don't look 50 at all. See, this is
Thank
it. Isn't
you.
That brilliant, though? Like
Exactly. It's not a miserable...
I've never lied about my age, actually. But I am... I do have to... you're so right about the law of attraction thing. I definitely can be made to be grumpy by not just social media, but being around grumpy people.
Yep.
And just so I actually quite like Instagram because by and large, it's a sort of positivity and
I'm
fun
scared
and
of Twitter. I've stayed away from it completely.
It can be really scary sometimes. Mm. I do think so. And also it is kind of a little cesspit sometimes. Like
right.
I say, it's one of those things I have to avoid certain things, but I follow some really, really lovely people on there. Some very funny, very creative, very talented. And that's it. Try and stick with those. Block out your Donald Trumps. Block out all those. Anyone that brings with them all the trolls and everything like that, get rid. Anyone that doesn't bring you joy, get them out.
How do you know Richard Osman, by the way?
So Richard, oh my goodness.
They're mates.
Richard.
I know, last time I was on Pointless.
Chris Evans was talking about him this morning.
He's just got a new book out as Richard.
Yeah,
not that he needs any more plugging for it.
I've been on Pointless twice, and the first time I won the 200 club with my client Wood. What joy. And the second time I went out in the second round on 7 points. So, you know, I know he hates it, but because I'm only 5'1" and he's like 6'7", I had to say to him, Richard, please have a photo with me. But it was tricky getting us both in the same shot.
Oh, I can imagine.
He's super intelligent and super lovely. And I think he's amazing. I want to know how you know him.
So we actually became friends through Twitter.
Really?
We've always said it's quite a serendipitous thing because we chatted on Twitter as in, you know, we'd find each other funny and it's the same sort of groups of people and followers. And then this weird thing happened. So where I live in my little town, I was in Tesco one day and we'd only been chatting either earlier that day or a couple of days before. And as I'm in Tesco, I'm seeing loads of people walking around with Pointless books, like hardback brand new books. So I'm like, is there a sale on or something that I'm missing?
Yeah.
And at first it was like, oh, it's Richard on that. Why has everyone got these books? And I went to this lovely old lady, because of course all the old dears love them.
Yeah.
And I went, why has everyone got these books? Oh, he's doing a book signing round the corner.
So Brilliant. Then you got to meet him for real.
So I always say, God, I must have looked like such a stalker. Like, because
like you turned up especially.
I turned up at this little gorgeous tiny little bookshop and I'm like, hi. And he's like, oh my God, how are you? And it ended up being like that. And we just became mates. And now we go out for lunch and he's
Aww.
Just fab. Yeah, he's just one of life's really good, good people. Mm. Really genuine, really funny. What you see is what you get.
Oh, I love that.
People like that.
I love
Super
that.
Intelligent, but just like he's got a great bitchy side as well. And I love that.
Then maybe he should be in a regular bitch then.
Yes, get him on. Which of your vines and virals has been the most successful?
It's hard to say, but the ones
because some of them have proper done the rounds, haven't they?
So what lockdown did well for me
mm-hmm.
for the fact the first one that I did during lockdown was the home
pubic hair one.
I was trying to phrase it differently, but yeah, the pubic hair video, and that one ended up being shared around so much. And it was really strange because I had my friend who's Australian saying, my dad is Australian, he lives over in LA. He sent this one over to me, not knowing that I know you, going, have you seen this video?
Brilliant.
And that still to this day gets sent a lot. So that did really, really well. And then I got a lot more followers from that. And then it sort of kind of built. And then people like Minnie Driver, you know, sharing them, and all these, like, so those massive cool Hollywood stars sharing these clips, and it's like, that's weird. And that's...
so can do you get a sense when one's going to hit home particularly?
No, not until it's gone out.
Okay, and so you sit back. Oh, because that's nerve-wracking.
I think anyone who puts the heart and soul into something creative, you're your own worst enemy. Because even to the point, like, I'll always, I do the whole lot myself. I do absolutely everything myself. And then when I think I've edited it properly and everything, I'll show my husband and I'll get hit, because he's really honest with me.
Gauge it.
He's
yeah.
a creative
yeah.
and he doesn't want me to look stupid at the yeah. end of the day. So I trust him that he will tell me exactly uh-huh. his, you know, his actual thoughts. And he always laughs, and he'll go, don't change it, post it. Brilliant. And even then I'm like, are you just saying that because you're married to me and I won't yeah. have sex with you?
Yeah.
Is it that?
Yeah.
But I'll, I doubt it till the last second, and then I post it and I'm like, what? See, no. And I don't know what the fear is that someone's going to go, well, you're a dickhead. I don't know what the fear
well,
is.
Well, that probably is it, because we all know that there's so, you know, yeah. so people, everyone has, opinions are like arseholes.
Yeah, and, but that's
every vine has one.
Yeah. I always now try and keep away from, I don't try and touch anything political in them. I'll try and keep them relatable to mm-hmm. what's going on now.
Yeah, they're the funniest things. It's observational comedy, isn't it?
Yeah, and then I started to do, I mean, it just happens to be that both the last two were from The Shining, where I've just done the parodies with The Shining. Yeah.
Have you seen that one, Lou? Yeah, it's really good, isn't it?
There was one which was me and Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
And then the other one was with the twins, a separate one, which, so one was like working from home and the other one was the kids going back to school.
Go and check them out, people. They are very, very funny.
Oh, thank you. That's really kind of you. But yeah, I do you know what? More than anything, they save my sanity doing them, because I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I like being my own boss as well, so I like working at, you know, working
at your pace.
Yeah.
Does it take you long?
The idea behind them takes longer than the production of it. Once I know the idea, I can film it within an hour and then edit it within a day, and that's it.
And do you bounce ideas off people, or is it literally something will come to you first thing in the morning or whenever?
It's the idea will normally come to me, and then I'll say to my husband, what do you think about this? But the thing is, he's not always the best soundboard for that, because he's not on any social media. And you know what? He's one of the happiest people I've ever met.
Really?
That says something.
It's a proper double-edged sword, isn't it? I spoke to somebody yesterday who was, I do some network marketing. It was one of my customers, and she'd emailed me from my details on my website and said, oh, I'm not on social media at the moment. She's like, because I have anxiety. And I was actually a little bit envious. I was like, I'd love to just have a break. But, you know, for a lot of us, it's actually essential, really.
Yeah. Well, so, I know if I put a video out, I've got to chase up with it, and I've got to reply to people, because
you can't just shove it out there and leave it, can you?
Yeah, you've got to work it a bit. And I've got a few friends who are trying to build up their Instagram account, and they're like, oh, I don't get any followers, or no one engages with me. I'm like, you're not engaging with them. You can't put something out there, and then
you've got to work at it.
You've got to reply to people. You've got to build up something with people. But yeah, Ross, he doesn't have a Facebook account. He is on Instagram, as in he has an account. He never uses it. He hasn't got a clue how Twitter works at all. I'm like, so I'll tell him, like, this has been going around. This has been going around. So I fill him in on all the good bits.
Because I think you and that's ideal. Were one of the first. We were up there with Jonathan Ross and Russell Brand as one of the first people on Twitter, weren't we?
Yeah, way back.
I remember another one of my voiceover friends saying, oh, you should get on this thing, Twitter. It's really funny. I've been following Jonathan Ross.
And was it fun to start off with?
Yeah, it was really good fun. Yeah. And it was like, obviously, when was this? So it's about 10 years old, is it?
It is. It was about 2010, yeah.
Yeah, so it was just watching your followers like rack up, because it was so new and there were so few people to follow at the time. Everyone was like, oh, yeah, I'll follow her.
I found it really strange though at first. I genuinely didn't think it would take off. I haven't got a clue, clearly. But I thought...
Well, it was just like, who cares what you're thinking in 140 characters?
And we all do, seemingly.
My take on it was more, well, this is the end of celebrity. Because I thought, I want my celebrities, my pop stars, my rock stars, I want them to be untouchable.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about their real life. I want to see a snap of them in the newspaper going to somewhere really cool and trendy. But the rest of it should be a mystery.
Yeah.
Now I know what, you know, Bono has for breakfast or whatever. And it's like, still taking the edge off a little bit. But now I'm warm to it a bit now. People are...
But then there's the flip side of that is perhaps we know, you know, we're watching much. Celebrity meltdowns like, oh, Kanye, bless him. And there's
Love it.
Do you not cringe? I cringe and just think, oh God.
Well, now,
God,
I used to tell you what some of the tweets I used to put. I used to drunken tweet. I used to go on like dates. Dates, and on the night bus home, I'd be tweeting away and it's like, oh God. And now it's, you know, like your Rosie Ramseys who are like Insta storying and drunken Insta. No, that doesn't roll off like drunken tweet, does it?
No.
You've got to be careful.
But doing the same thing.
Though,
I don't
you?
Ever go near Instagram when I'm drunk.
No, it's a good idea.
Ever.
I always said there should be like a breathalyzer on your phone. So yeah. That it's like, oh, it can sense the alcohol. Do not tweet. Do not type or do not text your ex. That
yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that was me 10 years ago. Obviously been married a long time now. So like texting my ex would be a real no-no. Unless your mates, of course.
Yeah, that wouldn't go down well, would it? Not really.
Irregular.
Bitches.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So we have this thing, Jane. There are two things that we do towards the end of the podcast, and one is hormonal horror stories. Which one do we do first, Lou? It's hormonal. We start with the bad, don't we?
Yeah.
So it's hormonal horror stories and meno moments, and I want you to think about each of those. So the hormonal horror stories is something that really still makes you cringe that you've done, which is just that hormones have driven. Like I've disgraced myself at parties before, snogged very unsuitable men. I once, and I don't mind telling you this, and again, probably because I used to like get really like mid-cycle, my hormones would drive me to all sorts of unsuitables, you know, because your body is basically saying fertilize me. And apparently once at the Soho House, which is some poncy members club in London, I was on a date with this little fitty, and I don't remember this, but apparently I was straddling him in the bar. Ooh. Snogging him. Got told the next day by one of the girls that run it.
Oh, she don't even remember.
No, I don't remember.
Oh, that's the best way.
That brilliant. You know. Anyway, that's not this week's hormonal horror story. Do you want to hear this week's
go
hormonal horror
go
story?
Go on, yes, please. Of course I do.
So, we're having some building work done. The house is in disarray. My head is in disarray. My hormones are up the creek. Brain fog, forgetfulness, and the building work isn't helping. Lots of plates spinning. That's the backstory. Anyway, we've got one car key at the moment because I've lost this spare set months ago. God knows where they went. I probably did the same thing with them that I did with the car keys this week, which is go to the drawer where the car keys are just as we're leaving for the school run. Car key's not there. Start looking everywhere. Andy's tutting, looking everywhere, the usual places. He told me afterwards the first place he checked was the fridge.
Great.
Which says an awful lot about my state of mind. Anyway, couldn't find them. So we ran down to my mother-in-law. She lives six doors down. Can I borrow your car? Take the kids to school. So I dispatched the children, dropped off the car, went home, turned the house upside down. And I'm tidying as I go, and I'm looking everywhere. I'm moving furniture, I'm moving the fridge, everything. Eventually, I ask St. Anthony, the patron saint of lost things.
Always works.
It
always works.
Every time. Yes. So I asked St. Anthony, I'm on my knees. I actually prayed to St. Anthony. I got on my knees in my bedroom and I went, St. Anthony, I need to find the car keys. Because to have them, I mean, it's not a new car, but it is a beepy beepy thing. Mm. I don't know how much they cost to replace.
They're not cheap.
Yeah. Oh, honestly, it's making me go again. Like, oh, my anxiety. So about half an hour later, it's bin day, I just thought, oh, there was one bin liner in the building site that is the kitchen. And I had emptied the car of rubbish after the school run the night before. Maybe I had the keys in the fist of rubbish and dumped them in. So I went out onto the pavement with the big black rubber gloves on, and I emptied it onto the verge, going through wet night nappies and cold Chinese.
Yeah.
They were fucking in there.
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
They were fucking in the bin bag.
Oh, my God.
And then what do you have to do, ladies?
You've got to pay him.
No, you've got to thank him. Oh, I thought it was thank him.
Oh, my God.
What do you pay him with?
Oh, God.
What do I pay him? I've got a quid in my pocket now.
Oh, my God. Do you know what I always... So this is the thing.
I thought you just had to thank him. Shit. Sorry.
Oh, no. He's after the money. He's totally after the money. I always go and put a 10. I'm not a religious person. At all, I need
do you go,
to
do you go to
this.
Church and put something in the box.
I go to the church and put a tenner in the what's it called?
The collection box.
Yeah, collection box. Because
maybe that's where we're going.
I'll have to get onto Christian Aid.
But I'm always scared that he won't help me again if
exactly.
I don't.
Exactly.
Like, gotta give him.
He's
some money.
Helped me find passports and all sorts.
Absolutely.
I've got to tell you, this is so weird. So everything that I've ever asked St. Anthony for, I've got it back, and it's crazy things that like has been found in a nappy or in a nappy box
yeah.
or somewhere you think there's no or something that's gone down the drain and I've ended I don't know it's appeared
yeah.
I told my friend about it. So like I say, I'm not religious. My friend is actually Catholic. She'd never heard of this. I'm like, what kind of a Catholic are you?
Bad one.
Anyway,
clearly.
This was around Christmas time about 2 years ago and she was meant to be flying somewhere with her family. Couple of days later, she'd lost her passport. And I remember being stood with her and she's on the phone to the passport office crying her heart out. She's going, please, but we're booked to go. This is our, like, they were going to
so
America.
Stressful.
This is our big family holiday. And what can we do? There must be something we can do. And she's crying and she got off the phone. She's going, there's nothing. I just can't go. I just can't go. I'm not going to get a passport in time. And I went, have you asked St. Anthony? She's like, what are you talking about? And I told her all about it. And she was just like, I can't believe that I didn't know about this. I can't believe I didn't know about this. Anyway, she does the whole, but she does it proper. She's proper.
Gets on her knees.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
everything.
Does the Hail Mary and us.
100%. Yeah. She phones me up. Must be within 10 hours. Jane, I actually can't believe this. She said, we went out to the bin, not looking for them now at this point. She's passed
that.
She's
given up. Yeah.
Wheelie bin. And she said, it doesn't make any sense because almost like placed beautifully on top of the wheelie bin inside passport. And she said it was like she opened it up and it was like a hallelujah.
Lucky yeah, yeah, yeah. She's not, that is basically what happened.
She's not actually convinced the music wasn't there. I think it was actually playing. And she found this. And she was like, I think she went and gave like 50 quid because she was like so...
So grateful.
Oh my God. Yeah, I've got goosebumps actually thinking about it. But
oh,
she,
that's amazing.
And I was like, everyone, you gotta go pay him.
Well, that's it. I'm getting a donation
that.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
You haven't had any hormonal horror stories this week, have you? You seem quite steady at the moment.
I think it's
the building
even.
Work. It's messing with my head.
Yeah. But the Mena moments I have.
Oh, the Mena moments. Oh, I did Mena moments as well. What Mena moment did you do? We'll do yours, then we'll do Jane's hormonal horror story, and then we'll do my Mena moment.
Right.
So what's your Mena moment then?
Well, Duncan and I are going away on Saturday for 5 days to Brighton with no teenagers, no dogs. All we've done this summer, Jane, is camp in the rain with either teenagers or dogs.
Ooh,
so
fun.
We decided, right, that's it. We're going to Brighton. We've got a sea view. Lovely.
Perfect.
So I arranged with all of my clients for me to be away, except I told them I was going to be away this week and I'm actually away next week.
Oh, no.
And I didn't realise until Sunday and I would have been supposed to be away already for 2 days by Sunday. And I sat there and went, I'm not on holiday. I've now got to phone everybody and tell them all that I'm not on holiday, I'm on holiday next week.
Were they accommodating?
Yeah, some of them. So they're literally like...
People don't like being messed around, do they?
No, it wasn't even that. It was like, what the actual fuck? You've literally arranged your entire week on the back that you're on holiday and you're not actually on holiday, it's next week. So I worry that I'm actually... starting to suffer with dementia.
Oh no!
And I'm not. I'm making light of it by laughing, but in actual fact, I do worry.
It's Meno brain fog.
Because
like, Jay,
I've got no idea what.
I cannot get words out now.
Oh my goodness, mine's words as well. And I was about to say in that same way that I've actually said to my husband, I think there's something really wrong with me because I will forget. Like I'll say, put that thing on the.
Yeah.
Radiator? No,
yeah.
I mean window. And it's like I can't think of the actual...
Yeah. But I get annoyed with the other person for not knowing what word it is
yes.
I'm trying to say. It's like, you
yes.
know what I mean, the thing.
Do you
yeah.
also
Shelf.
Do that? Do you go through all the names of all your children, pets and anyone before
oh,
you get
yeah.
to the right name?
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Them.
Well, I forget my children's names
yeah.
often.
I'm just calling everyone babes at the moment. It's so
yeah.
much easier.
Oh. Babes is way easier.
So, hormonal horror story then.
So... I asked my husband. Oh, no, hormonal horror stories or the Mena moments?
No, Mena moments is the fun one. We like to do the really shameful one first.
Oh, okay. So
get it
so
out of the way.
The main one that comes to my head, there's so many, but one that sticks in my head that actually still fills me with the fear was a few years ago on Mother's Day and I'm sorry, I was in the right on this, by the way.
Of course you were.
Yes.
I had not long since had Piper, and I mean, first time around with Nicole, I really suffered from, I properly suffered from postnatal depression. Yeah. It was horrific.
Those hormones, yeah. Those postnatal hormones are really, really vicious.
Awful. Absolutely. Like, it was shocking.
Yeah.
So I was so kind of like, I'm onto this for the next one. I'm thinking there's no way I'm going to let that happen again. It happened again.
Of course.
But anyway, it was Mother's Day. Woke up. And Ross brings me, he always brings me cups of tea and coffee and stuff like that in bed and everything. And the next day I'm hearing him and the girls downstairs, like making loads of noise and stuff like that. They'd forgotten Mother's Day.
Oh no.
He came upstairs with a card that they had just made.
Oh, so he remembered that morning then.
That morning, but the ink was still wet on this, like they were downstairs making a card.
So they
like,
didn't get away with it basically.
Came upstairs and I should have just been, and now I kind of think, well, I should have just been grateful. And
I wouldn't have been.
I hit the roof. I went like proper
banshee.
Crazy.
Like, on a scale of one to banshee, how banshee?
Like banshee times 10.
Right.
And what does I remember I shut the door of, well, say I shut the door. I slammed the door of the, I locked myself in the utility room. And I thought I'd smashed the glass on the door. And I sat there crying. I actually went so crazy. I was crying. I was swearing. I don't swear in front of the kids. And I was screaming every word. Obviously, there was something a lot deeper here going on. This wasn't just, you've forgotten Mother's Day this morning.
Yeah.
I was screaming. Then I got in the car and buggered off and spent all day on my own. Turned out it was a really nice day. I went and treated myself to lunch.
It was the perfect Mother's Day.
It ended up being the perfect Mother's Day because I didn't have any children to look after.
Yeah, amazing. Isn't that, that's, everybody thinks on Mother's Day that like the children are going to bring you breakfast in bed and it's shit because they overcooked the scrambled eggs. And then you have to go out for dinner and you actually, but you still have to parent.
You still have to do all that stuff. Yes.
And my ideal Mother's Day is just to be left alone.
It ended up being lovely. But Ross said,
"Bravo, Jane!"
We talked about this last night, just remembering things. And Ross said, "Oh my God, I remember that." He said, and Zoe, a friend of mine, said, Zoe turned up on the door and Ross was like, "Oh, hi, Jane's just nipped out." And he went, "No, she hasn't. She's just texted me. She's fucked off." She's really fucked off with you. Like, you have really ballsed up, haven't you? I'm like,
But you stand by how you were feeling in the moment, I'm getting.
Yeah, I mean, but the rage wasn't on. The rage wasn't justified.
Is there anything Ross could have done to talk you down at that point?
Not a chance. At that point, he knows now. Just stand back.
Mm. Yeah.
Protect
so you
everything.
It.
Lock down all the silverware and everything like that. All the breakables and then just let it happen.
Left
like,
you to it.
Yeah. So the best thing I could have done was to just leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you go into, you might find, God, I'm hardly one to preach because everybody gets affected by hormones in midlife in different ways. But as you go into perimenopause and you said that you might already be there, take all the drugs that they offer you if you find, because that sort of, those sort of mood swings and rage, like, and I remember them from being pregnant and actually one of my friends was very hormonal during her pregnancy and quite ragey. And then some people are ragey afterwards or they get postnatal depression. And then there are some people who have PMS or PMT. And I just think you take what is out there to help you through it and have no shame about it.
Don't bury your head in the sand.
No, I take HRT and now I'm just taking, you know, for my concentration, they're antidepressants, but essentially they're for concentrate, to help me with my concentration. And I don't want to add to the stigma of taking antidepressants by pretending that I'm fine, and because I don't think that we should. That's not what Irregular Bitches is about. Mm. It's actually about wearing our hearts on our sleeves and being completely
being
transparent. Yeah.
And don't you think as well though that we're all on some sort of spectrum of that anyway? Because nobody, I don't think anyone should go through life just kind of everything's happy and great, because it's really not. And especially right now.
They definitely wouldn't be an irregular bitch if they were.
No,
like
but,
that. Frankly,
but I just don't think that's that. I just don't think that's normal. I just think but I think so many people are so concerned about hiding it from other people. Again, all comes back to social media with the whole let's all pretend everything's great. And I always try and make sure, again, on my social media, I post the good and I'll really post the bad. Because that's life.
That's life.
And I hate to think that somebody would look at my posts or anything and go, well, it's all right for you because everything's perfect. So, no, because it's not. And it's absolutely fine for it not to be.
Yeah.
It's fine for you to go absolutely off it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're allowed to be happy as well at the same time.
There's... Can I just applaud you, Jane, as well? Because you did a post last week that I was like, oh, bless her. And it was about filtering faces.
Oh, God, I'm so against it. I mean, yeah. I've been guilty of it in the past. And I think there's so much damage that this is going to cause. I have a 13-year-old girl now who... Everything's Snapchat. I don't really understand Snapchat. I'm not on that.
No, I don't either. But I quite like some of the filters. I'll hop on there about once every 3 months to enjoy one of those. But
I feel but
like a bunny ears one, not like a smooth everything out one.
Yeah. Oh, no. Like sex change one.
But that said, the bunny ears ones, the dog ears ones, I'm not a fan. Fair enough, we do it. It's a bit fun. I have friends who will not post a picture of them without the dog ears because I know they genuinely do not like how they look.
Yeah.
And I posted a picture of, you know, one from couple of years back. And I put, I never looked like this. My God, my skin. I look at it and go, oh, I wish my skin was like that again. Yeah, my skin never looks like that.
Yeah.
It's people, we have pores, we have spots, we have wrinkles, we have all these things. And the more we post those, the more we're lying to ourselves anyway. But the more I post that, I make you feel like shit. And then you're like, well, I've got to filter mine because...
So it just builds.
And then you make someone else feel like shit. Mm. And then we make our daughters feel like
shit. I am so careful what I say in front of...
We have to be careful. Yeah. Yeah. I'm constantly saying to Nicole, I'm like, she'll... when she started school and show me some pictures of your friends. This is so-and-so, this is so-and-so. I was like, can you show me some proper pictures of
them?
I have no idea
animals
what they look like.
Yeah.
They're 13 years old, just turned 13, and they post with, so they end up with these like cartoon eyes that are massive. I'm like, babe, that's not you. You are beautiful.
It's bizarre, isn't it? And they actually, it is a bizarre look that they, does Lola do this? Because she's a bit older. Lola's 17.
No. Right. She's hopefully getting through that, maybe.
Yeah, no, she never has. Brilliant. She's very head screwed on right, isn't she?
Yeah.
No, she has only ever done the natural makeup. She looks how she looks. Amazing. She doesn't use filters. And there's like a, you know, there's a group of them. And, you know, and they stay within that group. So, and I'm relieved.
Oh, God, here's hoping that Autumn and Piper and Nicole head the same route or something. Well, you might find, my father always said pendulums trends swing back. Yeah. So you might find that actually, it's just like if the 90s were and the noughties were a byword for hedonism, let's be honest, the 10s and the teens have been a byword for wellness and raw food.
Yeah.
Bore me now.
Yeah.
Shoot me now.
Take your smoothie and fuck off.
Irregular
bitches.
So your Menno moment then.
So here's the thing. Get this, right?
Yeah.
Last night I said, oh, let's, you know, try and think about some ideas. Ross wrote me a list.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Which then turned all this into hormonal horror because I'm like,
hang on a minute. Sorry,
I'm banging the microphone. I'm so angry. I was just like, are you trying to tell me something with this? I'm like, because you're not perfect yourself.
God, no, if we ever.
Did you do him a list? I've so done him a list.
We went through this list. You'll see there's bits I've scribbled off because I'm like, that was you. That was you. That was you.
Brave, isn't he?
He's really brave. Stupid.
So, yeah, exactly.
Brave and stupid, yeah.
So there's a few things. So eldest daughter, she'd been playing up for whatever reason. And to punish her, we not long bought her beautiful, brand new smart TV for her room.
Amazing.
Ooh.
And in a fit of rage, I took the whole thing out. And I was like, you're not having this back until X, Y, and Z, whatever. Stored it safely in the bottom of our wardrobe in the bedroom. Might just keep it there. Kind of didn't tell anyone else that I put it in there either. So then things have gone on top and blah, blah, blah. Ross got it out the other day. The whole screen had smashed completely.
No.
And I just, oops. He was so cross at me. He was just, and he never gets cross. Anyway, went downstairs, showed him my boobs, and he wasn't angry anymore. It was like, you're forgiven.
The power of the boobs.
Straight
Good
away.
Good work, Jane.
But there's a few other things. So one thing that I'm constantly doing that I go, I'll never do that again. Shrinking cashmere. Now, I don't own tons of cashmere. I certainly don't anymore. So I'd like something like six jumpers. Mm. And every time I'm like, don't put this in the washing machine. I certainly don't put it in the dryer. Both comes out, won't even fit.
I
Piper.
Did the same thing. In fact, I did on one of my school run chats on the ITTV. I was like, it was a Ralph Lauren one from TK Maxx. It was bothering me because I'd put it through the fucking washing machine.
Oh, but at least it still fit you, obviously. These are, came out like that big. Absolutely tiny.
Teddy bear size.
There was one week I smashed 4 cafetieres in 1 week.
No way.
In rage or just by accident?
Just like dropsy.
There's a bit of a theme going on, isn't there?
Hormonal dropsy. It's hormonal dropsy.
No, this wasn't even that. This was something so silly. Every single time, exactly the same thing. Wash it. Do-do-do. The tiniest ding on when I turn it upside down on like the ceramic bit.
Yeah.
Crack. Oh my God. And I need my coffee
on
a morning.
That's fucking IKEA for you, Jane.
Yeah.
And then same again. Order another one. Amazon. There we go. Oh my God. Every single time. I'd use them once. Now I've got a steel one.
Do you know, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
You need a non-glass one, my love.
Oh, here's one. This is quite a
I love it. She's got a whole library of them.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a few. But this one. Oh no, there's a... Go with a lesser important one first, but Piper used to have ballet lessons and every Saturday morning I'd forget. So now she doesn't have them anymore. We'd get up at like 10 o'clock. Oh shit, she had ballet at 9:30. We've missed it again. Every single time. It was like, that's the one job I had to kind of remember. I've done that. I've forgotten clubs before.
I've taken them at the wrong time.
Yeah.
That's worse, because then you've gone through the effort of getting there.
Well, I'm that mum as well who, and I've done this on 2 occasions, I've taken Nicole into school in uniform when it's non-uniform day.
I've done it once. The guilt, Jane, the guilt. Did she cry?
Second time, I went and got her an outfit. Yeah. The first time, luckily, she was a bit too young and she didn't care. And it was like, oh, thank God for that. But I'm that mum who never gets things right. I always forget things. Other people have to text me and go, you do remember it's this today. Don't forget it's this. If I haven't got people doing that, I'm useless.
Yeah, we have the mum Facebook page, but sometimes I miss stuff on that. And I did it once, showed up, and they were both in uniform and I had to go back and get clothes because they were very distressed.
Yeah.
But the other day, this was one that was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Nicole was in the house. Me, Ross and Piper were heading out somewhere just for a couple of hours. And she's like, she likes to sleep till about midday at the moment if it's on a weekend. That's it. It's hard to drag her out of bed before that.
Yeah.
Went upstairs and I said, we're just going out for a few hours. Won't be long. Don't answer the door to anyone. Don't, you know, usual rules apply. Yeah. We left. We came back 2-3 hours later. And there's me cursing Nicole because at the moment she gets quite a few things wrong at the moment, you know.
She's probably hormonal.
Yeah, she's probably. She really is. Yeah. Oh, bless her. She really is. Anyway. Come back home, front door wide open. I'm like, Nicole, went upstairs. What the hell are you doing? She's still fast asleep.
Oh no.
I'm giving you such anxiety today, Jane.
Oh my God. Nicole, and I'm like that, please tell me she's been up. And I'm like, Nicole, and I went, have you been up yet? Have you been yet? She didn't even know that we'd gone and come back.
Lord.
I'd gone and left the door wide open for 3 hours while she was fast asleep.
But at least you lectured her and told her to not answer the door or anything.
Yeah, exactly. To this day, I feel so bad though. I feel so bad. Like, you then go over everything that could have happened.
But you actually got away with it.
Just. She was still there.
On that bombshell. Oh, Jane, honestly, I'm so pleased we got you in because that we wanted to laugh.
We knew we were going to laugh.
We wanted with you, not at you.
Bit of both.
Yeah, and we just wanted to, you know, show that we're not grumpy old women. We are irregular bitches, but we're still funny as fuck.
Yay!
Definitely.
Yeah, and you're definitely flying the flag for that. So thank you.
Thank you for having
darling.
Me. Thank you for getting me out of the house.
I know, it's our pleasure.
And do you want to share your social media?
Oh,
so
yes,
that
give us
your
handles.
You
is that what they're called?
I don't know.
Well done, they are.
Okay, so
I am at well Jane done. Sharp, but you know, a really boring name, but it's Jane with a Y, Sharp without an E.
Yeah.
So give her a follow. So, she's hilarious.
Oh,
at Jane Sharp, and that's on Twitter and Insta.
Twitter and Insta, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You got at Jane Sharp on Insta.
Got in there early.
Well done.
Good work.
Very impressive.
Good work.
And can we find your vines anywhere?
Vines shut down.
Has it gone now? Because your vines were legendary.
There's a few that I saved as well. It's quite annoying on Vine because they shut the site down and you can't get them anymore.
Your content's gone with it.
Yeah, so they did. They were really good, actually. They contacted us all or they put an email out or whatever to say, you've got 48 hours to download whatever. upload. What do you do? I don't know.
Oh, who knows?
Copy your videos onto your camera. Onto your phone.
And I understand.
So I had to get somebody else in to do that. I'm like, how do I do this? They said I can do it anyway. So yeah, managed to get a few of like my favourite ones and kept them. But then they're kind of out there now, and I've kind of posted them so much. But yeah. I sort of post them on my Instagram every now and again.
Thank you again, Jane.
Thank you, ladies.
We give her a ripple.
So please send your hormonal horror stories and your meno moments to us. You can email them anonymously to irregularbsbaby@gmail.com, or you can contact us on Facebook, which is Irregular Bitches, or Instagram, The Irregular Bitches. And we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, we want them all. We want the filth. We want the dirt. We want the funnies. And yeah, we'll keep you anonymous. Like we said, if you want, just use the email for that one. It's time for us to say goodbye and thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Jane, again. Irregular Bitches is a Factory Originals production, and we have been Sarah Kaywood and Louise Mitchell. Until next time.
Stay cool, bitches.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.